Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Well, we've just returned from the best convention that Prepaid Legal has ever had, from the very beginning Thursday night at the prestigious Black and Gold Banquet all the way through the grand finale at the Moore Success Team breakout session on Sunday. This was absolutely the best convention I've ever seen in this industry. Tonight we'll be recapping that event, and we have a lot to cover. So to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid, and who I might add received the second ever only Friend of Prepaid Award at this weekend's event. I want to welcome to the call Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. And I thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I thank you for being so patient. I know we're a little overloaded there with calls, but it's better than not having anyone, isn't it? Tonight we're going to be talking about several things, and they'll be going on later, but I want to say we're going to be talking about the Atlantis trip, Lake Tahoe, the Executive Retreat, Las Vegas, and of course, we were very proud, Shirley and I was, to be able to pass along the Chairman's Award, the second one ever given, and this was the third one. We passed it to Bev and David Savula, so it's a very tight-knit group. We're very thankful to you and everyone, and we're thankful to Mr. Stonesider and them for getting the Friend of Prepaid Award. And we're going to have some things. I've talked to some of the top executives and Platinums and talked to Wilbur Smith today. And if any one of you for the rest of this year, it's going to be for the whole 12 months, any one of you can be the top producer in the United States, and you have 9 months more to add to what you got, you're going to have a package of at least $3,000 value that will also go for recruiting or opening the most groups. Each one of you will receive at least a $3,000 value from us. That's got to be topping the company, not just topping Moore Success Team. And hopefully by next week, we'll have something worked out where we can have awards just for our team besides that. But Wilbur has agreed to kick in, and I have, and some of the executive directors. So that's our way of just saying thank you for doing what you're doing. Tell you what, I was looking today, and Mr. John Lone did some figuring for me with the figures that I give him from the what we pull up on a computer from last year and this year. You folks had a 35% increase in production over the same quarter last year. You had a 388% increase in recruiting. I tell you, that's great. I would like for you to pick the banner up, keep walking forward like you are. Let's help the people, and by helping the people, we help ourselves. This quarter, let's try for 50% increase and about a 500% increase in recruiting, because with all the promotions going to be talked about later, I know that you can do that. You know, I got some bad news. I got some good news. First is the bad news. At the last moment, Mr. Stolz could not make it tonight, but he will be on in the very near future. And next week, we're going to have a very guest special speaker, and we're going to have Mr. Jimmy Parrish next week. He's a top group man in the United States as far as trainers goes this year, and we're so proud of him. And we're going to have our top producer also on next week, along with a very special guest speaker. But tonight, we still have a great treat for you, someone that works hand-in-hand constantly, day in and day out, almost minute by minute, it seems like at times, on the call with us, willing to speak to us, take time of his busy schedule, someone that I have the highest respect for, and someone that did such a tremendous job at the National Convention, and it's none other than Mr.
John Long.
I'm trying to give the right title, and I give him the wrong title every time. He has such an outstanding job, I think I'll give him a new title, maybe just make him president of the company. He's done a fantastic job. I want every one of you to welcome your friend and my friend and a top person in Prepaid, Mr. John Long.
Dan, thanks for that introduction.
Excuse me for not doing it properly.
Anytime, just remember, I'm number four man in my household, so barely ahead of the two dogs.
Thank you for being on tonight, John.
It's a pleasure to be on, Ken. Always enjoy doing the Moore Success Team call, and before I get into recapping a lot of the details of the corporate announcements from convention, want to congratulate you and Shirlene. You did receive the Friend of Prepaid Legal Award early on during the convention, and I had the honor and the privilege of bringing the two of you on stage Saturday night for the the third, only the third time that the Chairman's Award has been given out. You know, something we started a couple of years ago. Richard DeVosto was the inaugural inductee, and of course, Ken, you and Charlene received the award last year, and was a lot of fun to have you announce Bev and Dave Savula on Saturday night with that award, and appreciate the help, and just glad that you were able to be there and be a part of it. Just a lot of fun, and want to also again, something that I mentioned a couple of times during the RVP meeting on Thursday, and I mentioned it. Can you hear me okay, Ken?
Yes.
I can hear you really good, John.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone's kind of cutting out. I just want to be sure I'm okay. But, yeah, it's a comment I made today at our Train the Trainers. You know, everybody, want to remind everybody, we've got another Train the Trainers program going on right now. Today and tomorrow in Ada, and did get a chance to see Randy in the room briefly this morning, and so pleased with how that's going. You know, last year at this time, we were really really fighting it, so to speak, from a qualification, past our qualification standpoint, and really needing someone to step up and approach that 30 or 40% mark to be the leader. And it's just I haven't checked it today, but before convention, I know that Randy Moore was 13 for 13 on that qualification rate, and I've bragged on him profusely, and will continue to do so, because with all it's so very important to not only recruit, but to get those recruits into production. And Randy Moore obviously doing a great job with his fast start classes.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Want more of the same. Want more people to follow your lead, Randy. And I also want to pass out congratulations. I heard Tony Hughes through all the chaos. And what a great problem to have, everybody dialing in. But I heard Tony Hughes' name. And, of course, Tony and Marcia received the $250,000 ring in Oklahoma City. Very proud of them. Kyle Kimbrell would be remiss to not comment on the remarkable job and the great story and just the emotion that Kyle brought to the event this past week. And lastly, congratulations both not only to Jimmy Parrish, as Ken mentioned earlier, for being the top producer of the year, but also to David and Sherry Hughes for the $100,000 ring. It won't be too long; they'll be pushing Tony and getting that $250,000 ring. But just a lot of good stuff for the Moore Success Team in Oklahoma City during convention. And Ken, I'll follow up and comment.
Tom, can I say one word right there, if you don't mind?
Absolutely.
We had 8 people receive the award for having the first 1,000 apps. We had 5 people receive the award for having the first 2,000. 3 people that got the first 3,000, and 1 person got the first 5,000 golden award. So I just thought, since you say that, I'd throw that in.
And I appreciate you doing that, because that plays right into what my next comment was going to be.
I'm good.
You hit on the Moore Success Team production and recruiting rates up 35% in production, quarter over quarter. You know, quarter one of 05 versus quarter one of 04, and some 388% in recruiting up year over year. And the company issued a press release earlier today at the close of the market this afternoon, in fact, that showed that the company is up company-wide 258% in recruiting and 11% in production, which are both great numbers. The Moore Success Team gets, an A-plus for recruiting. You're up 130 points higher than the company is company-wide, and you're nearly 3 times that from a production standpoint, 35% to 11%. So that's that's an A-plus-plus. I like, Ken, you saying let's go for 50%, but
you got a great team, John. Absolutely a fantastic team, as you know.
Obviously doing a lot of things well, and keep on keeping on with what you're doing, because you guys are obviously doing a great job recruiting and doing a better job than most in getting those people not only recruited but into production, which is what we're all about. So very critical to get people into production, because that's going to dramatically impact their long-term tenure with prepaid legal. Having said all that, do want to recap a little bit about what we did this past weekend at convention, and Ken, you did a good job of hitting the high points earlier, but I guess I want to start with something that I personally, selfishly, am excited about. But for the next 60 days, or actually for a little less than 60 days, the rest of April and all of May, what the company is going to do is measure and monitor those associates that bring on frontline recruits that get them advanced to senior associate before May 31st. And what we're going to do is take the top 25 senior associates to do this, the top 25 directors, the top 25 managers, and the top 25 executive directors. We're going to bring 100 couples into Ada, Oklahoma. We're going to fly them in here. We're going to put them up in hotels for a couple of nights. We're going to really treat them right. We're going to have during July. This will be like I said, from April and May, and then in July we're going to actually bring these 100 couples in. We're going to have either some sort of social gathering together with all of them up on the sixth floor at the Stone Cypress apartment. It'll be a lot of fun at that time of the year to be able to do that, and most importantly, be able to sit them all down in the auditorium and go, you know, really hard and heavy for a day and a half with some million-dollar training on how to build your organization and what to do with your organization as far as building wide and building deep to lay the groundwork to become a big-time earner in the company. So, you know, again, personally, really looking forward to that. And that's something that's going to happen once for this 60-day period in July, and then we're going to repeat that every quarter. So I think when we see and hear what happens with that from the first time around, that's going to be a really coveted honor to win in the quarters that follow. Along that same line and based on the same criteria, we've got 30. You know, all of the Atlanta slots have been won except for 30 that we announced in Oklahoma City. We were able to, while we were literally on the ground in Oklahoma City, sort of negotiate for 30 more slots in Atlantis. And what we're going to do is simply, during this month of April, associates versus Platinum Sevens, I mean, all across the board, just it is what it is. Anybody that hasn't already secured a spot to Atlantis, there will still be 30 slots available, and it's simply that same criteria. Go out this month, recruit somebody frontline to you, and move that person to senior associate. And 30 people that do that the most times will be having one heck of a summer vacation. They'll be going to Atlantis with about 900 other couples for really a dream vacation.
John, this is Randy. When will they be announcing the final results on that contest? I've got several people asking me
that.
We're
working on it. Randy, we were working on it today. We're literally sorting through the platinums, and we will be able to literally run the systems on the rest of that. The platinums is a very manual process because there were some meeting criteria that must have been met. As you'll recall, the platinums had to maintain for the Atlantis trip, they had to maintain platinum status for 5 of the 6 months, and they had to hold 2 meetings per week, and that makes that very manual. So I know the people in charge of that were sorting through that today. We'll finish that manual processing of the platinums, and then the rest of it will be fairly automated. So I think definitely at some point this week we'll know who the people are that qualified prior to these 30 final slots to go to Atlantis. The same criteria, and if I, you know, I sound redundant, well then good, because that's what I want to be and what the company wants you to be from the standpoint of going out and recruiting frontline and moving people to senior associate. That's also the criteria that's going to be used for the Tahoe trip that we announced in Oklahoma City. This is a 365-day contest. It literally started on April 1st. It'll go through till March 31st of next year, and very much like what we've done with the Atlantis, you'll compete level by level. The people that were associate level as of April 1st will compete with the other people that were associate level on April 1st, as well as all of the new recruits that come in between now and then. If you were senior associate April 1st, you'll compete against that population, so on, with manager, director, and executive director. But we've got 600 slots for Lake Tahoe, 600 couples. 220 of those will be executive directors, 75 each from the director, manager, senior associate, and associate levels. We'll also have 30 group slots available for that. All 50 platinums, again, will automatically qualify to go on the Lake Tahoe trip, assuming they maintain platinum for 10 of the 12 months, which is the same math on the, you know, we just doubled 5 out of 6 months to 10 out of 12 months, and they're going to continue to meet the 2 meetings per week criteria. Again, the thought there being that we want people that are active in the business and doing something full-time to be the people that are earning earning their way on these dreams vacations. And the exciting thing about Tahoe to me, I mean, Atlantis, I'm looking forward to it. I know it's going to be great. I keep hearing about the property and know it's going to be one of those dream once-in-a-lifetime vacations. You know, candidly, maybe Tahoe doesn't strike people as exotic as Atlantis, but what's really nice is we're going to own Lake Tahoe. We will be at the Hyatt Regency. It will be nothing but prepaid legal in July of 2006 at the property in Lake Tahoe, which I've seen pictures of and have heard recounts from Randy Harp, who vacationed there a couple of years ago. I'm surprised to hearing Randy talk about it that he ever came home.
It's a great
property. It's going to be nothing but prepaid legal, and looking so much forward to not only Atlantis, but a year from now going to Lake Tahoe.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
This is Tony Hughes. How are you?
Tony Hughes probably knows a little something about
that. I do. My family, Marcia's family, we have been out there several times vacationing. We actually have annual family reunions, and we've gone to Tahoe three different times, and we've actually been to that Hyatt Regency on Lake Tahoe, and I just want to put in a little plug for that. That is one of the most gorgeous properties that I've ever been to, and you can't ask for a more pristine setting than Lake Tahoe. You get on that lake, you can literally see over 100 feet deep all the way to the bottom of the lake, and it's one of God's greatest creations, so we're very, very excited about that.
Tony, I appreciate you saying that. Pristine is exactly the word that Randy used to describe it a couple of years when, you know, he and Marguerite and his children went on a vacation through Northern California. I remember they went to a San Francisco Giants baseball game and heard all about that. But all Randy really wanted to talk about when he got home was the temperature and the beauty of Lake Tahoe. This was a midsummer vacation, and obviously being up in the higher elevations, Lake Tahoe was much cooler. He really enjoyed his time there, and he did comment on the clearness of the lake and just how beautiful the entire surroundings were. So. I'm looking forward to it. Higher elevation, the golf ball will travel farther, too. So
they have some great golf courses, too, up there, you bet.
And so we're excited to have made that announcement. And we'll tell you that you know, go out, recruit frontline, move those people to senior associate. You know, I made the comment on stage in Oklahoma City that I make no apologies if the company changes the rules along the way. Of course, we'll give you a proper heads up. But we're going to do what we need to do to motivate and incentivize you as a sales force to do where we, you know, if we see recruiting needs a little bump, we're going to do something with this contest to spur recruiting. If we see production needs a little bump, then we're going to do something to spur production. So we'll, as I said, make no apologies for doing that, but that's just a part of, you know, really a part of the staying plugged in, being aware, being informed, and being on top of the company announcements and being connected. I want to go from there, Randy and Ken, Tony, if it's okay, right into some of the recruiting promotions if we got time.
Yeah, but okay.
Go right ahead, John.
Okay. Yeah, of course, we carried over some of the big news. It's always fun. You know, I guess I'm guilty of giving myself some of the easiest softballs to toss at the convention, but we made the announcement, and I got the chance to make the announcements that we're carrying over until April 29th. The $49 religious leader and military personnel recruiting promotions. Those will go, again, until April 29th, which is the last business day of this current month. We also announced that there are two other. So instead of two $49 promotions, you literally have four ongoing $49 promotions right now. Besides the religious leaders and the military personnel, we've also identified and targeted and put educators and professional salespeople out there as target markets for you to go out and recruit people into prepaid legal for $49. Now, let me tell you, I've been catching all kinds of heat and grief at the home office for a comment I made on stage that, yeah, you know, when you sign the associate agreement, you become a salesperson. So, you know, and we're going to get that argument. And to be candid with you, I don't think we're going to turn down any associate agreements, but I will tell you in the spirit and the intent of what we designed that to be, is really, it's not a $49 free-for-all recruiting bonanza. It's a $49 recruiting bonanza targeted at these particular segments of society, of educators, which we know make great members, and we know they get. Well, Mr. Stonecipher, the greatest of the great sales force, was an educator. So we know they make great members. We know they make great associates. Same with the salespeople, same with religious leaders, same with military personnel. So Having said that, just want to put that little disclaimer out there and ask people to target those specific markets and go out and just keep keep the 388% recruiting spree going, even grow it a little bit if you can, and I know you can.
Don?
Yes.
This is Jeff Hughes. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Jeff, how are you?
Good.
Man,
I just
great.
Want to tell everybody on the phone that anybody that works retail, that was my career in ladies' shoe sales, but anybody that works in retail certainly would qualify for the 49. They hate their jobs. They hate their schedule. They miss their families. They want their life back, and I think we'd be doing those people a great service. We go out and tell them. And $49 is something even a commissioned shoe salesman could afford to do. $249 was a stretch for me, and we can, I just feel like we have a responsibility to go out and help free some other families from financial bondage, and we can do that with this opportunity.
I couldn't agree. And Jeff, I mean, you're a great example of who, I mean, you know, as I defined Mr. Stonecipher as being that former educator, you're a perfect example of, you know, a former salesperson that's come into prepaid legal and done so very well for himself and for your family. And that's, you know, that's who we're targeting, people that are retailers, people that are professional salesmen, salespeople, I should say. And again, you know, I guess to draw the fine line here, I can't envision us getting in too much of an argument or a debate with any agreement that comes in that somebody says has been determined to be or decided to be a salesperson. We're not going to quibble too much about that, but I hope that the more success team with the leadership that you have are going to understand the spirit and the intent of what we're trying to do here, and you're going to go after those markets and go after them in a big way.
Now, John, because what we want is longevity, and somebody's going to write good business, so we have good persistency, so why not just go after the cream of the crop?
There you go, which is exactly what...
John, I know I messed your speech up, but I would be remiss if I didn't have you to say something about Harlan's speech. That was a touching speech about the hero.
Incredible speech.
Well, it always amazes me from someone that's involved from an agenda standpoint how an event can kind of crescendo like our events do, but they just seem to, they start out at a high, but this event certainly did the same, but it just seemed to keep building hour after hour, session after session, and then of course it reached the climax with Mr. Stonecipher's closing speech, and it was one that I know he worked on for several weeks leading up to the convention, one that Ken, you and Shirlene had the honor of being recognized and
the great honor of
identified as heroes of Mr. Stonecipher. And I'm sorry, Ken.
And the trainer, that literally we had to move from where we originally, you know, had it set up because it's so large. We had that many people there going through training the trainers to become fast start trainers, not just become fast trainers, become effective fast start trainers, so we can take all of these, you know, whether it's more success team 388% up in recruiting or company-wide 258% up in recruiting, get those recruits into production, and that just bodes well for you as salespeople, for the company, for me, for our provider law firms, for shareholders, and best of all, for the new members. So just good times that we ought to identify and recognize it for being what it is and take full advantage of it.
John, I want to make one more comment is the fact that the front of the prepaidlegal.com website
Yeah, it has, and very much, you know, I made the comment, we've got Larry Frommy is prominently featured on the front of the prepaidlegal.com website. Larry and Frommy Law Firm is the firm for prepaid legal in not only Virginia, but now in Mississippi and Rhode Island, and very soon in a couple of other states. And Larry's a very forward-thinking, progressive attorney, and is working with us on our form center, and what we've done with all of the attention and all of the media and publicity that's been given to the topic of living wills as of late, we have made it really, really easy for existing members to go online and have their living will or their advanced directive, as it's referred to here in Oklahoma, prepared. I did it literally backstage in 4 minutes in Oklahoma City. So it's something that's very easy to do. It's a great thing for us to utilize from a retention standpoint with our current members. It may be even a better thing to use with prospective members to close the deal. So, we're very, very focused. Not on, you know, we know what happens when
a member goes out and has their will prepared. With now with all the publicity that a living will has brought into the forefront of the pages and the TV screen and the internet, that's just another part of the prepaid product that we can proudly promote and educate and utilize with our new and our existing members.
Hello?
Yes, Ken?
Hello? Yeah, my name is Franklin Payne from New Jersey. Jeff Shue, I'm going to apply. Let me clarify something. How about retired military? Can they get on this for
$49? $49 military promotion is still in place until April 29th.
For retirees?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm retired military. I know a lot of people, and I'm leaving tonight for another hour. I'm a truck driver. I want to get down. It's the rest. I'm heading for Fort Lee, Virginia in the morning, so I know a lot of military down there. Come in,
retired military are certainly part of our military personnel promotion. Yes, so.
Okay, thank you very much,
sir. Through April 29th.
Thank you. I enjoy yourself. I don't have to go to bed. I got to be at 1 o'clock. Oh. Jeff, you be good, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Tony Hughes or Jeff Hughes, did you have any comments or questions?
Oh, I just, I'm just excited, Ms. Moore and Ken and John. It's going to be an incredible month of recruiting, and our team is so fired up. You talked about wave of momentum going on right now in terms of the buzz going on out there in the sales field and what everybody's talking about is just the emails that are flying across the computer screen. And I just think that this next quarter is going to be a very historic quarter for legal, and triple digits are going to be pretty common, I think, in terms of production increases, in terms of recruiting increases. And I, for one, am going to be one person that's going to do whatever I can to help the company continue those triple-digit recruiting numbers, because I think if we do that 6 months from now, the production that will follow those triple-digit increases is just going to be absolutely phenomenal. And we can take it from 1.4 million, 1.5 million members to 3 million in a very short order and put us over $1 billion a year. And I can't wait to say, I was a part of that process. I was a part of helping the company getting into that billion-dollar club, and what a great day that's going to be.
Thanks, Tony, and congratulations on your $250,000 ring. And did Mr. Kyle Kimbrell get on?
Yes, I'm here, Randy.
Kyle, congratulations on being inducted into the million Prepaid Legal Millionaire Club. Very prestigious award that you were presented with, got to go on the stage. And, John, how many millionaires is Mr. Stonecipher wanting to make in the near future?
He wants to make a lot of money. He wants to specifically have 50, over the course of the next 36 months, he wants to have 50 new $1 million a year earners. That's not in their 10. Those are ring earners. And I can tell you there's several just listening to the leadership and knowing the abilities and the stick-to-it and the tenacity of some of the folks on this call. But there's some people on this call right now. They're going to be part of making that happen. And Tony alluded to it a little bit. I think, sooner or later, these triple digits, somebody's going to give to four digits on their growth in production and recruiting. And those are going to be the folks that are going to get there the quickest. And it's going to be a fun and historic thing to be recording.
John, this is Kyle. I want to make sure I got the facts straight on here, but Mr. Stonecipher alluded that there was 800 executive directors in the first 30 years. In the last 6 months or so, there's 400 new executive directors.
In rough numbers, when he made that comment, but yeah, without getting down to the actual finite number, it was roughly 4 months ago we were roughly around 800 executive directors each month. As you know, coming into Oklahoma City, we had 1,200 executive directors. So, what a marked spike in just the production and the development of new EDs during a very, very tight time frame.
Yeah, that was one of the most impressive stats I heard all weekend. Talk about momentum, executives.
And it's incumbent upon you and I and all everyone to be sure that those new EDs stay EDs and staying ED, create and develop more EDs. And that's when this whole business becomes its funnest, when the development and the growth takes on that rapid width and depth of organization. So it's been fascinating to watch corporately
over the past few months, and it's just so exciting to know where this is leading.
John, this is Jeff again. I understand that if we keep this current growth rate, just that there's hundreds of people on track to earn the $100,000 ring. Is that what you?
Well, no question. I mean, Jeff, I mean, you guys all saw it last Thursday night in Oklahoma City. But besides being the best black and gold banquet ever, it was probably the longest. I mean, we literally had 28 ring earners on Thursday night. 25 of those were $100,000 ring earners. Now that's fantastic. But I worry about what we're going to do in Las Vegas. I mean, we're going to have to turn it into a dinner / breakfast, I think. we're going to go literally through the night.
We'll have them stand up and wave.
Yeah, right. I mean, what a great challenge that we face. But no, you're absolutely right. We continue this pace. It's going to make for one wild weekend at the MGM in Las Vegas come October, because we will. I don't know what we're going to do with the number of hours we have in the day to get all of the people across stage to collect the ring they've earned.
John, this is Randy. I know we're talking about Las Vegas right now, but what is the rate for the convention now compared to what it'll be next month to register for the convention?
Good question, Randy. And I'm guilty of not being able to pull that right up myself, but I know I heard Darnell mention earlier today on the leadership call that it's $95. Through the rest of this month, and in May it's going to be going up. So
I think it goes to 115, I believe.
I think that's right. I think it goes up about 20 bucks, first of May. And, that may be the real, I think the real challenge of getting registered by now is so much the savings of $20. The urgency in getting registered right now ought to be space. I mean, and I say that in all honesty because the predicament we were working ourselves into in Oklahoma City on Friday morning.